WAKY. It's a blast.
Reach out, I'll be there. Those are the four tops getting us rolling on a Tip of the Old Tiny Show from Fun, Love, and Wacky all the way till 12 o'clock midnight.
11-11 WAKY, Battle of the Giants time in a weird beard program. When you dance, I come on blue jackets orders to a day at the Americans for you.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock, and I'm Dude Walker. This is last hour's most requested song at 589 WAKY.
WAKY, the Southern Jazz. Get back. Okay, Ken, what you say?
Welcome back to State of Affairs. I'm Julie Credens. Our conversation continues now. Former WAKY, WKLO personalities joining us. Mason Lee Dixon, Mike Griffin, Alan Bryan. Joining us by phone from Charleston, South Carolina is John Quincy. He works in radio in South Carolina, but he's the radio historian for these two stations, and he runs the Wacky and KLO tribute sites as well. You're welcome to join us. We're looking for your memories, questions, comments, about maybe some behind-the-scenes questions you have for these guys, life at Wacky and WKLO. But let's go back to the phones now, and how appropriate that we played the Wacky montage now, because we are honored, it's our pleasure to welcome Johnny Randolph himself to State of Affairs. Hello.
Well, hello, and thank you for the introduction. Pete Boyce, Louisville engineer extraordinaire, called. I'm in Eastern Kentucky, and he called. He said, you better call up there and defend your honor. And my first question was, what honor?
That's ours too, John.
Yeah, really.
They were, not at all, they were waxing eloquent on what a tremendous influence you were at the station, right? Right? Is that what
Absolutely.
You were saying?
Yeah. I need money. I want to borrow some
I'm
money.
I'm not sure.
There you go. Well, that is appreciated, but you know, it's like anything else. It's a team thing, and my whole philosophy was to surround myself with people who were a lot better on the air than I was. And had I not done that, we no doubt would not be having this conversation right now.
Well, now, Mason Lee was crediting you earlier. We were talking about, as compared to today, just sort of the amazing amount of freedom and autonomy that the jocks had back then. And he credited you with allowing that creative freedom for the guys at Wacky.
Well, I wanted to let each individual disc jockey do his or her thing. And Mason was one of these guys that has an enormous amount of creativity. And I thought, well, you know, we need to use this, because when he came from a station over in Paducah, you couldn't hear a lot of creativity, because I think they kind of stifled him. I thought, well, let him go, and if he gets too far, we have to yank on the chain a little bit, and we had to do that. And heck, Mason, we yank on my chain too, so we just went through life that way in Louisville.
I tell you what, Johnny, while you're with us, we had played a clip at the top of the show from Bill Bailey, and we have another one. I'd like to play that, and I'd like to have you stay with us, and let's talk about the Duke of Louisville after we hear a little bit more from him.
Sure.
W-A-K-Y. What are you talking about? Well, you said there was a guy standing out there in front of the studios waving his arms frantically, and you went to the door to see what he wanted, and your music ran out on you. Well, he wanted to know if this is where he catches the bus to Pittsburgh. It's 6:52, 8 minutes before 7 at W-A-K-Y. Now, what'd you tell the man? Well, I sold him a ticket to Pittsburgh. What do you think?
Bill Bailey.
I mean, anyone, as I said, who grew up in the 60s and 70s, you hear that voice, and it takes you back immediately. Can you share a little of the Bill Bailey story?
Well, with Bill Bailey, basically, and I use basically, I guess, in a loose term, basically what you hear is what you get. Bill is a true showman, doesn't take himself really all that seriously, and is a very well-read individual. I was always very impressed with how much knowledge he had, but he never really got on the air, and at least in a serious mode, ever tried to say, hey, boy, I'm just really good, and I know a lot about this and a lot about that. He was so relatable to, as he would say, the common person. He would be just as comfortable sitting in Mayor Abrams's office with probably his feet on the desk as he would be having a beer with some down and out in a bar. He just was that way. He just seemed to identify with people, and he was, I say was, he still is, he's a fantastic communicator, and he broke a lot of the radio rules, if you would. You know, a lot of disc jockeys wouldn't be permitted to let a record run out as he did and that type thing. But he did it and had the greatest morning radio track record in the history of Louisville radio. He's just a phenomenal guy.
Absolutely. And as you say, it still is. And I want to bring John Quincy in because Bill Bailey, I know, went to last year's reunion. You had a wacky WKLO reunion. And Johnny, you were there too, I believe.
Absolutely.
In the photos. And John, there's going to be another one this year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, last year we kind of got together in about 6 weeks, kind of an unofficial WAKY, WKLO reunion. Had a lot of guys show up, kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. But we said, well, this year we'd like to do something differently. We'd like to plan it in advance. We'd like to have it on a weekend so everybody could come. We'd like to open it up to the public. And we'd also like to somehow benefit one of the great local charities there in the Kentuckiana area. So what we've done is, in cooperation with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana, we have set up a wacky WKLO reunion for this year. It's going to be on Saturday, April 5th.
August.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's August.
Well, we missed it.
I'm sorry, I was smoking what Mason Lee was smoking. I'm sorry. But it's going to be August 5th, Saturday. It's going to be open to the public at 8 o'clock. We're going to have one of Louisville's favorite bands, the Monarchs, playing. And we have a quite an impressive roster of former WAKY and WKLO air personalities, including all the people you're hearing on this radio show, plus folks like Gary Burbank, Bill Bailey will be there, Coyote Calhoun, Gary King, Dude Walker, also Bob Klein from WKLO, Rich Gimmel, Mike McVeigh, Mike Summers. There's a long list of people that you can see at our website. We have a special page dedicated to the wacky WKLO reunion. It's LouisvilleReunion.com. LouisvilleReunion.com. And admission's only $25. All the money goes to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana. And you will be able to meet and greet all the folks that you used to listen to on the radio, enjoy some great music from the Monarchs, and just have a good time with the Wacky and KLO folks one more time.
Well, it sounds like a great time. And, yeah, you said the public has a chance to get in on it this time. It sounds great. John, thanks for that information. Johnny Randolph, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm still trying to figure out how John Quincy holds down his regular job. He puts so much into this. But looking forward to seeing everybody on August 5th, and appreciate you taking my call. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for making a great station here in Louisville. We appreciate that. Let's turn to Mike Griffin. A couple more people waiting to join in. But Mike Griffin, you came to Wacky in the 70s?
Yeah, September of 71, I think. This guy was going on vacation.
Mason, yeah.
And like so many other growing up around and, you know, wandering into radio, I sent an air check to Johnny Randolph, and he was dumb enough to call me. Back at the time, AM stations needed a first-class license, and I was into the electronics part of it, and I had that. And Mason likewise had one. And so he did transmitter readings and stuff as he did the all-night show. So that fit Randolph's bill pretty well. Mm-hmm. And I guess I was just qualified enough to be able to play the records and, you know.
I think more so. We have an air check, and I think Randolph is probably pretty smart in hiring you. Laura?
WAKY, that's Joe Walsh and Rocky Mountain Way, 413 at Super 79, congratulating Mrs. R.E. Batter for $150 on Hello Wacky. Yeah. WAKY, Dr. John, oh, such a night. 416, Super 79, Rolling Stones as Tears Go By from Wacky for you. WAKY, 429, Mike Griffin back with more music. This is Johnny Taylor. I believe in you. Do you believe in me?
Wacky!
Ladies and gentlemen, the radio stylings of Mike and Griffin.
There you go, Mike.
There you go.
Well, I want to say that I came to be more irresponsible toward the end of my time at Wacky than Mason was when he was there. So that was a little more of a responsible air check.
That's the way of the thing. We have just a few minutes left. Gosh, the hour's gone by so fast, but a lot of folks waiting to join, and I want to try to go through these calls pretty quickly. When you join us, share your memory, your thought. Jeff, you go first. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
My memory is from high school. It seems that Wacky had a basketball team of the week, and I went to Durrett on Preston, and I remember Coyote Calhoun coming out and giving us about a little 8-inch tall trophy for something.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a big presentation in the gym, and it was Wacky's team of the week. That's my immediate memory.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, Coyote Calhoun, he was at Wacky, and he went on, he's someplace else now, isn't he? Of course. He's done very well, hasn't
he's
he?
He's a radio typhoon. He went to HAS and AMZ.
He absolutely is. AMZ for more than 25 years now, mm-hmm. I think, just doing stellar work. And, Jeff, thanks for the memory. We appreciate that. Ron, you are next on the air. Hello.
Ron?
Yes, Ron.
Yes. Yeah, unless my memory fails me, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember when I was a kid in the 50s, at the beginning of rock and roll, that Wacky came on, and they would introduce, well, here's an Elvis Presley tune, or here's Little Richard, or here's a doo-wop tune, and they would play this novelty song, One-Eyed, One-Horn, Purple People Eater. Does anybody remember that?
Sure.
Yes. Sure. In fact, what did we say? They signed on with, it was the Purple Eater, People Eater meets the Witch Doctor?
The Witch Doctor, yeah. They did that for 3 days, 3 days.
Ah, yes, that garnered some attention, I'm sure. People would turn it off, you say, and then they'd have to come back and turn it on to see if they were still
doing
it.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, thanks for that memory. And Walt, you are next on the program. Hello.
Good morning. Great memories. I grew up in Louisville in the 50s and 60s, and if I'm thinking correctly, I remember Wacky having some of their first broadcasts from Bob Coalblazer's Big Boy restaurant on Shelbyville Road. I'd like to mention an old friend that I grew up with that was one of the first on Wacky, a guy named Bert Markert.
Oh, the weird beard.
Yeah, yeah. Redesigned himself to keep up with the pace and call himself the weird beard.
And there are some great pictures of him on the 79 WAKY.
Wagner High School band director.
Seriously?
Yeah,
there is a
dad.
Picture of him
yeah.
in a band
mm-hmm.
uniform
exactly.
as well. Well, thanks so much for that memory. And Ron, you are next. Very quickly, please.
Yeah, this predates a little bit of Wacky, and also I guess Heidi Friday would have a whole lot of talk about radio in Canada, wouldn't she? Anyway, I remember a guy named Beecher Frank used to be out on Preston Street at the Ranch House sometime on a Friday night.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have rock and roll, early rock and roll. I think I was in high school in the 55 to 59, so this was predating Wacky, but I can remember the 3 days of the Purple People Eater.
Another,
that was WKLO with Beecher Frank.
Another memory of that. Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much. And Marty, very quickly, about 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that I always loved Timothy L. Tyler, and I thought he had the sexiest voice that there was. And I remember listening to him on the transistor radio, which was the thing.
I tell you, there are photos of Tim Tyler surrounded by legions of female fans on the
exactly.
website handing autographs. Quickly, an email from Joe. He says, back in the day, both stations used to print up weekly sheets of the top songs of the week. I think they were yellow and green. You could get them at the mall. He says, I'm looking for a resource that would show me what was on those sheets so I could remember which songs I used to listen to in the
79WAKY.com and 1080WKLO.com. We have many of those surveys reproduced at those websites.
Yeah, there are hundreds of them.
A lot of other great information as well. Again, I would advise anyone who remembers and has fond memories of these stations to go to the websites. And again, very quickly, John Quincy, information on the upcoming reunion, August 5th.
August 5th at the Clifton Center, starts at 8 o'clock with the Monarchs and all the Wacky and WKLO DJs you remember. They're going to be there. Admission is $25. All proceeds goes to Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We'll have a cash bar, and food is included in the price as well as the entertainment.
Oh, gosh, and what great entertainment it'll be, too. Thanks so much. It's been a wonderful hour. I want to thank our callers for sharing their memories. Our guests here in the studio, former Wacky and WKLO personalities, Mason Lee Dixon, Mike Griffin, Alan Bryan. Joining us by phone from Charleston, South Carolina, John Quincy. He's the radio historian for the stations, curator of the Wacky and WKLO tribute sites. Thank you all so much for your time. It's been great fun.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been wonderful.
For more information about today's program, go to WFPL.org and select State of Affairs from the program list. You can email us from there or listen to previous broadcasts in our audio archive. You can write to us at State of Affairs, 619 South 4th Street, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202, or reach us by phone at 502-814-6500. State of Affairs is produced by the Public Radio Partnership with support from the University of Louisville. Robin Fisher is our producer. Our assistant is Laura Ellis. Our interns are Denise Snow and Kelly Wilkinson. Jill Sampson was on the phones today. I'm Julie Credens. I hope you'll join us next time for another edition of State of Affairs.
The
The views presented on State of Affairs do not necessarily reflect those of the University of Louisville, Public Radio Partnership, or its underwriters.